This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Should be focused on the facts that the House presented, not on conspiracy theories that some established liar puts forward, and then someone says, let's hear if that conspiracy theory is correct, which has no relevance to the facts here.
Senator Chuck Schumer, Senate getting ready to play catch with impeachment. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Yeah, we're back to that word again. But this time we're bouncing the ball in that direction that I said it was going to go in. And I cannot imagine, I'll say it again for the 105th time, that there are going to be the numbers there. But this is the process. Let's see it through and see what happens now that you've got these kind of different group views on this impeachment trial, and it is a big, giant headache and concern to the Republican leadership because, I don't understand why they would worry, because they're going to break with the Democrats anyway. They're certainly not going to vote to impeach Donald Trump. That, to me, I said before, and I'll stick by, this would be the biggest shocker of the decade. It would be, what a wild end to the decade. And no, certainly with the sources that I have in the Pentagon, with people that have been on the show in the past, who have joined us at the top of the show many times from Washington year after year after year, and have their finger on the pulse day after day of what's going on, not one of them believes that there will in any way be a full-on removal of the president. But what happens in between? And what is the conversation? So the Democrats from swing districts announced on Monday they would vote to impeach President Trump, braving, I guess, some of the pressure and the blowback that they're getting for their point of view. So some that were hoping they would line up in a different direction are not doing that, because there had been a little bit of encouragement, I believe, the last couple of days that the Democrats may find some people falling off their wagon. But and the White House was really on the full court press to pressure those centrists, who were getting a lot of anti-impeachment ads, who were facing that and who might get the political fallout from it. But doesn't seem like that's happening. For example, you have Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, a freshman congresswoman who voted, who represents rather an area of Richmond that voted for Trump in 2016 and is not moving in a different direction, saying that the president's actions violate his oath of office, endanger our national security, and betray the public trust. So that's kind of a surprise, I would say. However, you heard what Chuck Schumer said, and he's demanding that the chamber do a full and fair trial, including live testimony from the acting White House Chief of Staff Mike Mulvaney and other administration types at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He says a trial without witnesses would amount to a cover-up. Republican leaders dissed this idea, just dismissed it, and said that Schumer's request, saying that the decisions about witnesses shouldn't be made before the trial begins. And certainly, they're rallying around a strategy of calling no witnesses and restricting the length of the trial. But no decisions have been made. So now it's about the maneuvering around, how are we going to do this? What are we going to do? How's this going to be laid out? And we're going to argue about that first, and then we're going to go into this whole thing. By the way, just kind of adding to a slow roll, the House Judiciary Committee released a 658-page report. You heard me right. 658-page report accusing the president of criminal bribery and wire fraud, saying that the president's actions in soliciting political investigations from the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, met the constitutional criminal standard for bribery. And then we went back to the July 25th call with Zelensky, And that was heavily mentioned in these 658 pages. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said her leadership team was really buoyed by the steady announcement from an array of those censorious Democrats that they would back the articles of impeachment. So they were kind of in doubt, I guess. For example, you had Ben McAdams from Utah, John Cunningham from South Carolina. They were expected to be among the half dozen or so Democrats breaking with the party, but they say they're going to vote in favor of impeachment. So, you know, that's where it sits right now. And then goes to the Senate. So we're still going down the yellow brick road, so to speak, in Washington, D.C., only in one chamber, and then it switches over to the other. And what are we going to see there? I think the limit is already. Set up. So you have a map of this wacky impeachment deal. The House Rules Committee meets on Tuesday. They'll debate how the articles of impeachment will be debated and voted on by the full chamber. Then they're set to take place in a room just off the House gallery. That could last well into the night if Republicans offer a bunch of amendments, but the outcome, shaky. The Democrats hold a 9-4 majority on the panel. We know where that's going. Then, so that happens. Then you do a procedural vote by the full House, probably midday or so on Wednesday. That triggers the debate. That lasts a bunch of hours. And then you have an evening vote on the articles of impeachment. And then they've got a resolution formally naming House managers, prosecutors for the Senate trial who would be selected by the Speaker of the House. And again, Republicans are saying, look, you look at Schumer, who's been there forever, and that he's being hypocritical. Since 1999, he opposed calling, witnesses during the Senate impeachment trial of then Bill Clinton. This is the problem when you've been around for a long time. I was just having this discussion with the other. It's easy to dig it up. Right. So this is what you said then. We've only had this happen a couple times in our history. And now it's not a Democrat. So you're saying something different. There is the comparisons to what happened with Bill Clinton. But the parameters are going to be determined by the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, anyway, who probably will start negotiating with Schumer maybe at the tail end of this week. And then they'll look at a starting date for the proceedings. That doesn't most likely happen until January, and then the length of time they each get for opening arguments, how much time for senators to do the questioning. So if you thought impeachment was going to be back in this decade that we're about to get out of, no, think again. It's going into 2020. So this will continue to be what you'll hear me kick the door open with, impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. This is really what everybody is talking about. Even if it's for 5 minutes, every party, every time I stop somewhere, complete strangers, impeachment, impeachment. They want to know what is happening. Now you're up to date. You have the map. I'm going to take that map, shove it in my back pocket, and I'm going to meet you on the other side. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We helped a million couples plan their wedding.
So big man, little heart.
Wow, so Hallmark, in the middle of controversy. Yeah, you know, you go to a Hallmark store to buy your cards, and they are selling every T-shirt you can imagine about. I am drinking in all the Hallmark movies. So here's what happened, if you don't know. Last Thursday, Hallmark pulled TV ads from the online wedding planning company Zola because they featured same-sex couples kissing. This was in response to protests from 1 million moms, a branch of the Conservative American Family Association, that didn't like it and was fighting over it. So, you know, here we go again. It goes to this whole diversity issue and the tug of war over that, and then boycotting and does it work in this sense. So they felt pressured and they yanked the commercials for Zola because of what they had in this little snippet was a pair of brides kissing. So that reaction was boom. Immediate. The network apologized, then shifted their policy, and now here you go. The Hallmark Channel has 4 holiday movies that people are complaining about that only have 4 holiday movies that have African-American actors. So now you have a Hallmark CEO, Bill Abbott, who's treading water all over the place, first talking about the Zola thing, and then the 4 movies. They are getting slammed every which way you can imagine. Even Saturday Night Live, easy spoof. They did a Hallmark dating show in where they showed Scarlett Johansson, who chose among bachelors in including Prince Simon of Caucasia, who counts the one black person in town as a friend. That's what they said in this, again, spoof. And then you had another comedian Aidy Bryant as the dating show host, signing off by reminding viewers to stay straight out there. So Hallmark trying to figure out what they're going to do. But then apologizing, reversing course, apologizing for the hurt, and saying that, then coming out and saying that they are committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace and in products and in experiences they create. Quick reversal. And then they got, you know, massive applause from the LGBTQ community for that. But it was, again, a near annihilation by the amount of complaints that they were getting on all sides of this. You would think it was impeachment and it was the phones blowing up. Seriously, from what I understand, in Congress, it was really, you couldn't get through, and I get that, but they're feeling the pressure and immediately, quickly reversed course. It's so interesting when a company feels the pressure and then they have to immediately decide, oh, wait a second, did we not think about this? Did we not realize what we were putting there? Do we say that we're embracing all of this and then we just don't want to be in the middle of any kind of controversy? Like, here's the thing, we live in an era, and I'm sure you would all agree, I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, in between, hate labels, don't want a label, whatever it is. But we live in an era now where certainly it is the politically correct era in a bizarre way, because there's so many things that happen that aren't politically correct, sometimes worse than what we've seen in the past. But it, with the people who are in the money seats, the people who are sitting on top of the cash, what is their job? To guard the cash. It is. It's to guard the cash. So if you are the gatekeeper of the cash, you are sidestepping all over the place and trying to figure out who are you appeasing. Very much like a politician, right? A little two-step in this direction. You tell the constituents one thing. Oh, then you're in the middle of controversy. You tell them something else. Here's what I like. Transparency. People who are who they are. Authenticity, whether I agree with them or I think they're completely nuts. So I applaud the people who aren't afraid to stand tall in whatever it is that they believe. It's probably a lot easier to sleep at night. Anyway, here's the reaction from Sarah Kate Ellis over the Hallmark ads that were pulled in the boycott.
I think we need to watch them closely. I hope people don't boycott Hallmark, because I think they want to do the right thing and the good thing. And we're going to work with them very closely to make sure that they are truly inclusive and diverse.
All right, so there you go. So I like what she said, that I hope people don't boycott them. She was actually saying, I hope the community doesn't boycott them. And she is the president and CEO of GLAAD. And she had a long career as a media executive, and then she jumped into that role. So she would be the spokesperson for the, one of the spokespeople anyway, for the LGBTQ community. And you heard what she said. She didn't want people to smash the Hallmark channel. And that's it, you know. So good for her that she said that, because I guarantee she also probably got a little bit of pressure on the other side of that. There's no way around it, right? What do you think of now? What do you think of Hallmark? And again, it is, they have taken a beating, definitely, in the last 5 or 6 days, in the last 5 or 6 days. And I just think sometimes it's people, when you're sitting at the table, meaning the boardroom, you don't take the long view and you're not looking around at the landscape and you're not thinking about what it is that you truly do and what would truly happen to you. I mean, they already had problems with the actress, Lori Loughlin, because she was the queen of Hallmark movies, and now she's embroiled in that Varsity Blues scandal, allegedly paying for her two daughters over $500,000 to go to USC. Of course, that's not their fault, but they immediately dumped her, knowing, oh, no way. She's tainted, she's gone, she's out. And so they do make quick decisions, but they reverse course, and you heard what Sarah Kate Ellis said. So she's saying, look, give them a pass, you know, fine. Just they don't stop watching them, and you know, they apologized, and, you know, all of that. And speaking of controversy, there's always controversy. Here's the controversy that I cannot imagine being in the middle of anything we could talk about on this show, period, anything. So George Conway is just absolutely not a fan of Donald Trump. His wife is the right-hand woman of Donald Trump, who you know, Kellyanne Conway, and he is tweeting out all kinds of stuff. So he tweeted out the other day, so dumb that he doesn't know how to spell outrageous. That's what he said about the president. He said it's outrageous that we have a president who can't spell outrageous. He pointed out it's not the first time he's made this mistake, so you can't chalk it up to a slip of the finger. And then Donald Trump, you know, will tweet things back. And it's got to be crazy to have Kellyanne Conway as that person who was right there with the president and knows everything that's going on, and then a husband who was sitting there constantly thumping on him. It is wild. And I think when you are, you know, married to the White House counselor, I wonder what those conversations, what's the pillow talk like there, right? And he initially supported the president, and now he's become one of the president's biggest thorns in his side, one of his fiercest critics, and he's questioned the president's mental health. On Sunday, he said, you need to have the Secret Service take you back to the hospital, this time to the psych ward. That's what he tweeted out. And he also tweeted out that Trump's post implying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wore dentures was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I mean, it's pure entertainment watching this go back and forth. In your house, if you're married, would that fly? What would that be like? Hey, honey, I hate your boss and think he needs to be in a mental ward, and I'm going to constantly tweet about him. And by the way, how is everything with that reelection campaign? And how did some of those rallies go recently? It is surprising. Somehow, so far they have not separated. They're together, and she still has her job, and the two of them are just going at it right and left. But really, Conway started it by thumping on Donald Trump. Oh my! All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side. I'll meet you there.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Polls show President Trump gaining support in various surveys despite the Democrats pursuing the vote on two articles of impeachment. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul predicts the vote will basically be along party lines with a few exceptions, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The House Judiciary Committee report explaining the impeachment charges against President Trump is out. The report outlines the Democrats' case that the president leveraged foreign aid to pressure Ukraine to investigate a political rival ahead of the 2020 election. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky believes the vote will fall pretty much along party lines.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House. And I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
The senator speaking there on CNN.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Time to
invade the man cave.
Sweet, we are back in the man cave, and I have a big announcement. Nobody nailed the score. I know, shocking, isn't it? I thought for sure somebody this time around would nail the score. So close, but nobody nailed it. Speaking of nailing it, the Saints did. They're 11-3. They walloped the Colts 34-7. Drew Brees set a couple of NFL records in a nearly perfect performance on Monday Night Football. Sweet! I like Drew Brees. Good guy, a machine, a masterpiece artist. He really is. For all our friends listening in New Orleans, seriously, he gets a lot of congratulations from Tom Brady and Russell Wilson and other stars who were tweeting about him and whatnot. And he should have. He deserves it. And like I said, class act. So what happened? What did he do? He passed Peyton Manning as far as touchdown passes, 540th. Can you imagine? Primetime audience tuned in, and he does it. Tom Brady said, "Congrats, Drew. Couldn't be more deserving. Passing Peyton in anything is an incredible achievement, and your records will be tough to beat, but it's worth trying." Hint, meaning he's going to try. Right? Of course he's going to try. Deion Sanders, remember him? Primetime. Congratulations, Drew Brees. You are an epitome of excellence. Brett Favre, congrats, Drew Brees, on an amazing achievement. Russell Wilson, legend. He's a legend. And the team is doing well, once again. Adrian Peterson, first ballot Hall of Famer. Congratulations. And it goes on and on and on. Ellen DeGeneres, my friend, Drew Brees, just broke the record for most touchdown passes by a quarterback in history. 540 of them. That's crazy, especially considering none of them have been to me. I love you, Drew. She might have been the most clever. Anyway, an historic night. If we were sitting around in the man cave / whoa man cave, we would be talking about it. I might be eating my cauliflower pretzels because I'm saving up for the feast that's coming up at Christmas time, and you might be chowing down on some chicken wings, but that's pretty incredible. And like I said, I think he is a class act. He does a lot for the community. He's a great quarterback. I mean, even when he has some ups and downs, you still know he's always going to bounce back, and he's legendary. He is legendary. So the Saints, close to perfect game. They are the number three seed, I would think, when it gets to the playoffs, and they're stuck there in the NFC, even though they had that incredible performance. But you look at the rest of the breakdown, and that's what it looks like to me. The Saints finish the season with a short week. They go to Tennessee on Sunday, then they have Carolina, then they are done. They could move up, and the simplest way to be the number one seed is to win out, have the 49ers lose one more game, and the Packers lose one more game. The Saints can move into the number two seed if the Packers lose one more game. You get it. We do that whole thing of if they lose and then this happens. But they definitely are at least the number three seed. It seems like they would be, it does seem like they would be better than that because they're so bloody good. But congratulations to Drew Brees. It is an incredible feat. It is. Just think, what have you done to near perfection that many times? I was rejected 500 times. He's passed the ball and incredible touchdowns for over 500. And let me just make sure you get that. Just think of the number 500 and then add more to it. Count on your fingers how much more you have to add on to that. And you get just how tough and how amazing, that is. Because that is a lot of touchdown passes, my friends. A lot. 540. And he's not done yet. So who knows how many he has when it's all said and done. I don't know. Do you think he gets 600? Could. Yeah, could. I think he still has more left in the tank, so I don't think that's impossible whatsoever. All right, a couple of other quick observations for you. Speaking of the NFC, big matchup next week. Don't know if it'll be our game of the week, but the Dallas Cowboys will be in Philadelphia taking on the Eagles. The Eagles beat the Redskins 37-27, and the Cowboys annihilated the Rams 44-21. They're tied in the NFC East. The Cowboys crushed the Eagles at home earlier in the season. Now they're going into Eagles territory. So much riding on this game that certainly is not lost on those who play it and those who coach it. Here's the coach of the Eagles, Doug Peterson, on that matchup.
A lot of tape out there, another division opponent. There's probably a little more, obviously, on the line, this week than most weeks, but it's where we are right now. And we've dug this hole, but we're slowly climbing out of it, and we're excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's crazy because for the Eagles, they had the overtime win against the Giants last week, and then this game that they had on Sunday, they almost didn't beat the Redskins. But they came back with less than a minute to go to end up winning it and then putting some icing on the cake. But Carson Wentz, he's like the heart attack quarterback. And the same with the rest of the offense. And, in the end, a win is a win. So it's 2 weeks. He's like taking the place of Nick Foles, who stepped in for him and then won a Super Bowl. He's taking over the mantle, I think, for what he was able to do, because it was the same thing where they would have these last second last minute, you know, pull away wins, which there has been these past 2 weeks. I think that Cowboy game is going to be really, Cowboy-Eagles game is going to be really something to see. All right, the Packers are in a great position. The Packers are 11-3, and that certainly is not lost on quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
I love being 11-3, and I think the performance was a little up and down, but I thought we did some really good things. We just got to be a little more opportunistic when we have opportunity.
Yeah, opportunistic they were, though, in the end, 21-13, beating the Bears to end up with that saucy number, and now it's all about finishing out the season. You already heard me mention the Packers once in as the opponent. So as we finish out what is left for them, it's Minnesota, and then Detroit. And then it's off to the races, to the playoffs. And we'll see, you know, what happens there. It's going to be certainly very, very interesting, needless to say. And we are full throttle when it comes to the NBA. And it's interesting because this is where I think some people start to pay attention a little bit more to the NBA. Or they just wait for the end of the season. There is something about that. There's just so many games. I really do believe once you get to that holiday break, if you're not an incredibly live-in-large hoop fan, you get more into it. And if you're a sports fan, too, by the way. So that's the whole thing. That's part of it. But, you know, what's so interesting is the Dallas Mavericks have not been in a position where they've actually been a team that's been winning. It's always about them missing the playoffs. And Luka Doncic, one of their best players, hasn't been there. He's got an ankle problem. But somehow they ended up beating the Milwaukee Bucks. And, they rolled off 18 victories, the Bucks, and then they get defeated by the Mavericks, 121-16. So it's interesting because they didn't get caught up in the streak supposedly, but the fans certainly did get caught up in the streak. And if you look at the Bucks in the East, they're 24-4. Now you look at the Mavericks, and it's a shocker. It's like, whoa, is this the Dallas Mavericks? The Mavericks are 18-8, almost a .700 winning percentage. Almost, I said. You have the Lakers. How about those Lakers? Everybody was trashing them, but the Lakers are 24-3. The other LA team, the Clippers, 20-8. This is in the West. And then the Mavericks right behind them. So the Bucks' 18-game win streak does come to an end to the Mavericks. And the Mavericks continue to be interesting this season because it's been a while since they've been relevant. So kind of an early Christmas Hanukkah present for some of their friends who have been waiting for this for a long time. Speaking of waiting, the clock is ticking, and how about Joe Cool, Joe Burrow, who, I love this about Joe Burrow, he gets his Heisman Trophy, he's a quarterback for LSU, he does an acceptance speech, and it was so good it inspired $150,000 in donations to a food pantry in his Ohio hometown. His Ohio hometown is where I went to college, Athens. Athens, Ohio. So about $156,000 have been pledged to the food pantry. They are like overwhelmed. They, you know, can't believe it. His father, Jim, was a defensive coordinator at Ohio University in Athens from 2005 to 2018. And how about that? I think it's tremendous. As an alum from Ohio University, somebody told me about it, like right after it happened, about how big it was getting. So hats off to Joe. Class act, and definitely deserved the Heisman. All right, stay with us. We're talking Christmas and what authentic gifts people really want. We'll be right back.
Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Out and get gifts, right? Maybe some of you have already crossed some items off that list, but this is so timely because I think about this all the time. A new holiday study is revealing to us what gifts mean the most, and I keep hearing this word when I'm out there speaking and, of course, doing the radio show about authentic, 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 and that seems to come up in this study. So who better to go to than a Yalie, Dr. George Newman, Associate Professor of Marketing and Management at the Yale School of Management. Hey, Dr. Newman, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this and the idea of what people want present-wise when you're shopping. And I didn't really go into the study, but the study is showing that we want authentic gifts that bring us, that seem to bring us the most joy, and they seem to be the most valued. So it's, what is the legitimacy of a gift? So tell us about that research.
Sure, yeah. So I've been interested in authenticity for a while. I teach it in my courses at Yale, and as a researcher, I've been looking at authenticity for the past 10 years or so, just trying to figure out what authenticity means to people and how it impacts their decision-making and purchases. In this research, what I really wanted to understand is how authenticity is related to gift-giving. So, for example, you know, do people care about authenticity even when they're not spending their own money? And what I found was that when it comes to receiving gifts, authenticity really matters to people. So consumers appreciate authentic things more. They feel more gratitude when they get authentic things. And they're disappointed by inauthentic things, even when other people can't tell that they're fake or knockoff.
Yeah, and you in this study, so we know, you're talking about groups that were from 18 to 80. So that's a big group to do this research on. And specifically, when you look at these authentic items, what did you find? There was like 8 categories that you studied, right?
Yeah, so this was a nationally representative sample. So we had basically all across the country and, as you said, 18 to 80, so all different age ranges. And we asked about a lot of gifts that are popular for this holiday season, so tech products, apparel, accessories, and also jewelry and other kinds of luxury items.
Yeah, so that's interesting. That's what I was going to ask you. That's my next question. And we're speaking to Dr. George Newman, Associate Professor of Marketing and Management at the Yale School of Management. What were the gifts that you really found that people wanted the most across the board? And what were the most disappointing? Because that's big on the list, too.
Sure. So some of the things that we found were the most appreciated were authentic name brand products. So like a North Face jacket or an Apple Watch. So people really said they wanted the authentic thing much more so than a knockoff or replica. But what was really interesting to us is that people wanted authenticity even for things that didn't have a brand name. So, you know, there are lab-grown diamonds that mimic the look of natural diamonds. So kind of they appear to be very similar, but the consumers said they would be 50% more likely to be disappointed if they got a lab-grown diamond than if they got a natural real one.
Wow, that's interesting, yeah. When we talk about, as you mentioned, you talk North Face jacket, Apple Watch. I have an Apple Watch, and that mattered, so it makes sense. I didn't want the knockoff. The natural diamond ring, that obviously is a very big thing, too. What do people value, the cost of the gift or the authenticity more? Because we used to think if you gave something bigger, it costs more. That got people excited. Is that not true?
Well, what we're finding in this research is that people really seem to value authenticity and sometimes authenticity more than how the gift, how much the gift costs. So, for example, we asked people if they would prefer to receive something inauthentic, like a synthetic cashmere sweater, versus something that was authentic that cost the same amount, like a wool sweater that was less expensive. And what we found was that people would prefer to receive something real, even if it was cheaper. So, you know, from the perspective of the person receiving the gift, the study suggested that people were more concerned about the authenticity of the gift than how much the gift actually cost.
Wow, so interesting. And you do lots of research like this. Were you surprised by the findings?
Well, I think there was a lot here that was very interesting just in terms of how much authenticity matters to people, that it seems to matter for all different age segments. So you know, hear a lot about authenticity as a trendy topic. But we find that, you know, across all of our different age groups, lots of different regions of the country, authenticity was really important to people.
All right. I love it. Dr. George Newman, thank you so much. Have a great authentic holiday.
Great. Yeah, you too. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. All right, so speaking of the Christmas holiday, the queen of Christmas has to be Mariah Carey. Have you heard this song by any chance?
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I
nice when you're tooling around getting those gifts. I don't know, Nathan, do you like this song?
Yes, it's definitely grown on me.
It's grown on me, too, because I've heard it so bloody much. Well, here's the news, Nathan. So, Mariah Carey, first of all, makes millions because the other, Paul, tells me every single time he hears it how much money she's making. But good for her. And it's finally landed on the number one spot on the Hot 100. So after all these years, because it came out in 1994, it's super popular, but it's the first time it's been number one. It was number three at one point, but that's incredible. A song from 94, number one on the charts. She was 24 when she recorded it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's the melody, the holiday kitsch. I mean, it's pop that is lasting easily through our modern age. You know, they use all of those same techniques in modern country even, so.
Incredible. And yeah, I found out officially she's earned more than $60 million in royalties off the song.
Great job.
Yeah, that's I'm all about the artists. Listen, I'm all about artists making what they can make. It's fine. That's the deal. Why not, right? If we live in a capitalistic society, you can't deny some people, oh, why do they make that? Well, it's entertainment, and Nathan just said it. It's kitschy, it's catchy, and if that's the deal. I mean, Mariah Carey, who's, by the way, mother was an opera singer, now has 19 career number one hits on the Hot 100. That's the second most of all time after the Beatles. Wow. That is a big wow. And it's funny, Amazon, it's so big, Amazon is going to cash in itself. Amazon is debuting a mini documentary about the history of the song called Mariah Carey Is Christmas. I hear her in the background. She's dying to jump in. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show, everyone. Make it count.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.